from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The number of currently active cases of COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory has climbed to 553, despite 30 being resolved over the last 24-hour reporting period. 105 are newly diagnosed. The complete rundown of where those new cases are, along with updated pandemic totals, are on mytimmonsnow.com. The Omicron variant gets the blame for another Ontario COVID-19 daily record. 16,713 positive tests are reported today, along with 15 more deaths. 30% of all tests are coming back positive. The traditional New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square is being scaled back. A sharp increase in COVID-19 cases across the U.S., led by Omicron, means for a second straight year there's a limit on attendance and more health and safety measures are in place. Revelers have to show vaccine status and present a valid ID, and regardless of vaccination status and age, must wear face coverings. Fewer people are being permitted into viewing areas. That's to allow for better social distancing. And no one was allowed in until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Well, every New Year's Eve since 2018 in Timmins, an excuse for impaired driving is removed. As Councillor Rockwissell reminds us, you can park on any street or in any municipal parking lot overnight.
No tickets, no towing tonight. Don't drink and drive. We're trying to make it safe for everybody and try to enjoy the evening that we're looking forward to tonight. Might not be big crowds. At least enjoy and spend quality time with your family and friends.
Or as I like to say, if you have one for the road, may you have a cop for a chaser. Finally this afternoon, don't panic, beer drinkers of Iroquois Falls. A planned closure of the beer store on Cambridge Avenue is only a temporary situation for building maintenance. It's set to take effect on January 16th and could last until the 27th. Company spokesperson Jeff Wilcox says all the beer stores and other outlets within a close driving distance will remain open.
We rarely close two stores within a geographical location so as not to inconvenience our customers.
The store in the Falls is one of 17 across Ontario to undergo similar work between now and Victoria Day, and Wilcox says if things move along quickly enough, it could be open even before January 27th.
That's a possibility.
To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.